The Stock Market Report with Kevin Johnson from Argonaut Securities.
It's a day of twos on the Australian Stock Exchange. Kevin Johnson can tell us why. Good afternoon.
Yes, I feel like I should be wearing a tutu, actually. we jest, of course. But now the market was down two. It was up 22 and finished at 5,822. So there you go.
What are the chances?
That's about how much interest there was today in it, I've got to tell you. The Friday frights were evidenced. As I said, it was up 22 points and drifted off towards a close. A couple of small cap portfolios were dumped on the market, which, you know, wasn't very friendly of them on a Friday afternoon, I've got to tell you. Made people think of terrible things, even though they're not properly going to happen. Who knows? But it was just a frustrating day, and I must say I'm happy to see the back of this week after it dropped 189 points in total after those two triple-figure falls early in the middle of the week. So, yes, so it's not been the best of weeks. Market-wise, stocks that went up today, biggest volume was Rio. They went up $1.47 to $79.31. They had a good day. BHP are up $32 to $32.36. Also going up was Lendlease. They've had a tough couple of weeks. They rebounded another $30 today to $13.57 as their management tried to convince everyone that the problems in the engineering division was really only that one project, and they seem to be winning the war on that front. Fortescue also up 15, so everyone loved iron ore stocks, even though
certainly
the outlook for it isn't that flash. And they were up 15 to $4.12, and South 32 are up 5 to $3.38, but that doesn't count because they buy back their own shares. Percentage-wise, we saw good moves in companies that, well, probably they're called the momentum stocks, I think is the best way to describe them. You know, Afterpay, Altium, etc., Neomap, Flexi Group, those sorts of companies are all up sort of 5, 6, 7%. And Costa Group, who grow a lot of avocados. So the smashed avo things were coming through today, and they gained 11%. They finished up 73 to $6.89. Probably get two avocados for $6.89 at Coles.
You would probably this afternoon. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, you probably would. Yeah. So gold was up about $3. It finished at $1,216, but gold shares were pretty quiet. The Aussie dollar's a little bit firmer at 72.7. Euros are quite steady, 156, but the sterling, the pound that is, of course, is getting sold off on the back of, you know, Brexit, trying to do a deal. They're trying to sort out who's going to be in the chair while they do the deal. You know, I think you've got to stop and think about Brexit. Of course it's going to be difficult, because if it was easy, every other country in Europe would want to leave them. So
yeah, they would.
They're making it as hard as possible. Will make it as brutal as possible, so the Italians and all these other Romanians, etc., don't even think twice about exiting the European Union. But that's just my little rant about that. And big week next week, of course, Wesfarmers and Coles.
Yeah, the demerger. Yeah.
Yes.
Wednesday,
Coles,
isn't it?
Wednesday is apparently subject to court approval on Tuesday. They'll disappear into two companies. Wesfarmers will hold 15% of Coles. Coles will be Coles and all those little things that Woolies are going to copy. So that'll be interesting. What they've traded, I don't really know yet. I'll find out more on Wednesday, of course. But what you'll end up with at the end of the day is a share in each of them by the end of Wednesday. And hopefully they add the two together and equal the same price as what it was today, which unfortunately was down a little bit despite the good AGM yesterday. Wesfarmers did finish at $44.39, down nearly a dollar. So, like I said, as for Wesfarmers shareholders, happy to see the back of this week and look forward to chatting to you next week.
Thank you, Kevin. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, mate.